Nevertheless, at times, the truth must be told, we must quote. As for admitting that we have quoted, that is another matter altogether. But the other man's phrase will lie at times so close in one's mind to the trend of one's thoughts that, all virtue notwithstanding, they must needs run into the groove of it. There are phrases that lie about in the literary mind like orange peel on a pavement. You are down on them before you know where you are. But does this necessitate acknowledgement to the man? Now in Hades, who sucked that orange and strewed the peel in your way? Rather, is it not more becoming to be angry at his careless anticipation? One may reasonably look at it in this way. What business has a man to think of things right in front of you? Poke his head, as it were, into your light. What right has he to set up dams and tunnel out of swallow holes to deflect the current of your thoughts? Surely you may remove these instructions if it suits you and put them where you will. Else all literature will presently be choked up and the making of books come to an end. One might as well walk 10 miles out of one's way because some deaf...